make a couple of closing comments. One of the things we'll do in the next few weeks is we'll work with Mike and Scott and Jim to transfer all the images that you've seen so far about the typhoons as GeoTIFFs and KML or KMC files. So certainly people will have access to them and can use them in the context of either their modeling studies or where their measurements are, and they can, you know, sort of correlate and say, oh, I happen to be in here in that part of the storm. With that will also go some copyright issues. I just want to make you understand, we acquired these imagery under a license with ONR, so we have to respect them, that they have a license with it, but certainly everyone in the ITOP team is welcome to use them, you know, but if you publish something in the literature or even in a public forum, you know, put down just the small copyright that will make the people, the satellite vendors, happy. And then as we go along through the summer, we will work with the same, with Mike and so on, to move products over, you know, as they get to a point where we feel comfortable and they're useful for the team. So, and then you saw in Mike Caruso's talk, we have many more images, and one of the things we'll do next is determine which of these images happen to be over the cold wake areas. We have not looked at this, and so we'll also make a set of images available, and certainly some of us will look into you know, things on the cold wakes, but we'll make them available, and then that'll be probably in one of the next meetings. We'll talk about more details about the cold wake images. So that's all I wanted to say in terms of with respect to the data transfer.
Any questions?
Jeff.
Hans, the SAR images tend to be expensive. Could you comment about how the business model may be changing in the future that potentially would make a larger portion of images available to a community like ourselves?
Well, as Mike alluded to, is we acquire them under sort of, let's say, a commercial aspect. If you would do this with the satellite vendors or so, you know, as you know, they're collecting once in a while some images, but we wanted to make sure, especially like when the typhoons were out there, we moved from a background collection that had very relatively low priority to we could elevate this to top priority because we wanted that image of the eye, you know. And so, yes, these are costly, but we still did this in an a la carte mode. I'm working with some of the DoD agencies to basically pool a lot more money and then bring the cost down to something to make this all feasible.
But are the satellite vendors themselves, are they going to change their business model or stay the same?
When you mean business model, they want to make money.
Right.
So the question is whether you pay $5,000 or we eventually convince them that we're going to do this every typhoon season, 3 months or 4 months out of the year. We need this area covered, and you have guaranteed sales of this. Then instead of $5,000, you sell it for $1,000. I'm just throwing out numbers, okay? So that's the kind of deal we need to make.
All right, any other questions or comments from Hans? All right, I'd like to thank all the speakers. That was a very interesting session. So we'll take a half